support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And, well, everyone is aware of the war now in Syria. Going back to Saturday, here Friday, we hear of the martial law being imposed on South Korea. Saturday, Russia reports the United States has unleashed its Islamic army, or it's called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, terrorist forces on Syria. Initially, they were known as, HTS, but formerly known as Jabhat al-Nusra, and prior to that, it was called al-Qaeda. So al-Qaeda has morphed into Jabhat al-Nusra, which morphed into Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. American Islamic forces in Syria. So Russia now has a war in Syria with the United States of America. Turkey, I'll put it this way. In what's happening in Syria, you have the Syrian government, and as everyone knows, Bashar Assad has left Syria. Bashar al-Assad. Sunday, he left Syria, and he is now with his family in Russia. New York Times, I think it was, or Reuters, reported that as he was leaving Damascus, the plane disappeared. More propaganda from the United States mainstream media. He landed with his family in Russia. He is found safe harbor. But now you have Turkey, some forces out of Turkey. You have America's Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS. You have the Kurds, many of whom are backed by the United States. You have Hezbollah, also assisting Bashar al-Assad. Iran is assisting the government, Assad's government, what remains of it. Damascus is basically been invaded. And the Syrian government has asked some of the Islamic nations to assist Yemen and Yemen, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. So right now, this is the center of conflict in the Middle East. It has already taken the headlines from what has happened in Gaza and in Lebanon. I have discussed with this audience the prophecy in Psalm 83, which is the regional war that Israel would fight within the nation of Israel, Hamas, and the war in the West Bank, the old Palestinian state. The regional war would expand into Lebanon, Syria, more east toward Iran, but not totally Iran, but it would expand into present-day Jordan. Well, Jordan, King Hussein II, has done everything possible to stay neutral. Jordan has also backed the al-Assad's forces in Syria, especially in Damascus. There is NATO nations, because of Turkey, even England to some degree is now involved. This now is, there's a prophecy that I have been on the Sunday programs discussing the destruction of Damascus. There are three major conflicts that'll take place, or three things that will occur in the Middle East before summer of next year. The first would be Israel's war that she's involved in. Secondly, the city of Damascus being completely destroyed. Upon the destruction of Damascus, thirdly, you will have Turkey, Russia, Iran, other nations from the north, Ethiopia and Libya, that will move forces, military, into the Middle East, into present-day Jordan. I've been stating that Jordan has been avoiding conflict, but now, because of what is happening in Damascus with the conflict, you have so many different Islamic jihadist groups. You have Hezbollah, HTS, you have the old Al-Qaeda, you have still some ISIS forces. There are many other terrorist groups right now. They're in conflict with each other, and like wolves coming to the scene of a carcass, or the carcass is laying in the field and all the wolves are coming. Syria is the carcass. There is a power struggle taking place presently. Islam wants it. Turkey wants it. The United States is involved. Russia is involved. Israel is now involved. King Jordan, or King Hussein of Jordan, is going to be involved. This is all in preparation for the destruction of Damascus. I'll read those verses to you. If you will hold on, I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
It's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com, or call us at 970-203-0696.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave Info Podcast at 1360KHNC.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the LifeWave Info Show, or click on the Natural Health Products button to go to the LifeWave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the LifeWave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the LifeWave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on either podcasts or click on the Natural Health Products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360KHNC.com.
Okay, there's Psalm 83, Israel at war with enemies within, families, ancient families related to the children of Israel, and the hostile nations surrounding Israel. And the center, the brain center, or the center of communications for the terrorist groups in the Middle East would be Damascus. So here's what Amos, the prophet Amos, verse 2, here's what he says. The Lord is going to shout like a lion in Zion, the holy Zion. His loud voice will roar from Jerusalem. The green pastures and shepherds will turn brown and die. Even Mount Carmel will become dry. This is what the Lord says. I will definitely punish the people of Damascus for the many crimes they did. They crushed the people of Gilead with iron threshing tools. I will start a fire at Hazael's house that will destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break open the gates of Damascus and remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. I will remove the symbol of power from Beth Eden, and the Arameans will be defeated and be taken back to Kerr. The people in the area are going to be relocated. And the one who sits on the throne, Bashar al-Assad, is no longer there. He has been removed. He is in Russia with his family. The gates that are going to be destroyed are going to be broken open. The gates, meaning the authority, the power, the entrance, basically where all of the powerful leaders would enter through into Damascus, that is no longer going to be available. There'll be no need any longer for dignitaries to visit Damascus. It will not exist. It is going to be completely destroyed by fire. Who's going to do it? Forces out of Jerusalem, out of Israel. What does it mean, Jerusalem? It means Jerusalem would be the known as the city that is the capital of Israel. Damascus could not be destroyed until Jerusalem was once again made the capital city of Israel. Guess who did that? Donald Trump. So now that Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, now the political center making the decisions, IDF, the politicians, Knesset, now out of Jerusalem, the orders will be given to destroy Damascus. When is Damascus going to be destroyed? It's already begun. There's already fighting in the city. But what will happen is there are, there's a vacuum presently of power. Assad is left. So now you have HTS on behalf of the United States. Turkey is going to have its own Islamic forces because it has a great, not interest, but it has been, Assad has been an enemy. Syria and Turkey have been at war. conflict. So Erdogan, he wants Syria, he wants to rule Syria by ruling and being the political power, military power in Syria, specifically Damascus. He can wage war against Israel. The United States, we have forces to the north. If we can use our HTS Islamic forces to take control of Syria, that was the objective during the Obama administration, to remove Bashar al-Assad and to occupy Syria. So we have an opportunity. Russia has forces in the Middle East, has assisted Assad for 20 plus years, and his father before that for 30 years, since the early 70s. Russia has military. Russia, if Russia can basically be the center of power in Syria, it would be to their advantage, a great advantage. Then you have Iran. Iran, with its Islamic groups, has an opportunity to expand its power almost to Israel's borders. So Iran has an opportunity. Now, to the east of Israel, you have Jordan. King Hussein II, he has been resisting conflict. But because of Damascus now, Israel, over the weekend, we had another interesting development. Cell phones, handheld walkie-talkies, two-way radios, exploding once again. With the a new attack on all the communication abilities, or the abilities to communicate in Syria, this is another big problem. America, basically, I think, has given Israel an option. We have assisted you. Now we need your assistance. The attack by HTS was so quick. It was just boom on Saturday. Boom. Again. The United States Islamic Forces in the Middle East, HTS. And we are using Israel. And Israel is willing to engage. But I'm going to go back to what it said in the book of Amos. Out of Jerusalem, something is coming to burn Damascus with fire. Completely eliminate Damascus. At the time when Israel attacks Damascus, you're going to have HTS. You're going to have many other Islamic groups in Damascus. And Israel is going to take out the whole city and all of the power structure of many of these Islamic groups. This could not happen until Jerusalem was the capital city of Israel. And it's happened. Very soon, Jordan is going to get involved. The nation of Jordan is going to get involved. And when it does, the Psalm 83 war, the only nation really to keep itself from conflict in that region has been Jordan, the nation of Jordan. But now, so you can say it hasn't been a complete war that Israel has been fighting. It has been fighting maybe, it's been 75% of Israel's enemies have been involved in the conflict. The other 25% now, Jordan is going to can no longer keep distance from the conflict, stay at a distance. Jordan now, this war must be completed. It began on October 7th, 2023. That was the beginning date, the Psalm 83 war. It has an end date, a date of conclusion. It will be concluded when Damascus is destroyed and Jordan has been the armies, the Islamic armies in Jordan are destroyed. That war is concluded. The only war, the next war, is going to be next year in the summer with Russia and Iran, Turkey. I don't have the list of all the nations in front of me. From the south, Ethiopia and Libya. That is the big war coming next year. But in that coming war, America will be in the Middle East, in Syria. So Russia now is at war again, a second conflict, another theater with Russia. If you see it from what the scripture says, from what the Bible says, then it makes sense. This is not a banker's war. This is not a war of the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. This has slipped out of their hand. It is slipped into the hands of God's prophetic word. Yes, this is about world hegemony. The hegemony of the unipolar world controlling the center of the earth, center of the world, Israel, the navel of the world. It's a family plan. I'll continue after the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
So we're at the, what we're going to witness next is Jordan, King Hussein II, will be forced into the conflict. More Islamic terrorist groups are going to begin to, well, are already fighting against one another. Each group, the objective is whoever can be the king of the hill. Who's going to be the king of the hill? Well, whoever ends up in Damascus. All of these Islamic forces, these powers, Jerusalem, the IDF, because they will, the only, there's one way that they will, one, let's see, a common enemy, Israel, is the only thing that can unify these groups. If they work together and decide to jointly set their sights on Jerusalem, on Israel, it will force Netanyahu and the IDF to not nuke. I don't know if it's, I don't know what, they had this bomb called the Hellfire, what is it called? It's a bomb. Just a 3 or 4 of those, and it will completely obliterate that city. Some feel that the Damascus war is already, for the most part, finished. It is not. the city of Damascus, the gates are there. The power structure is intact to some degree. It is still a center of Islamic activity. And there's going to come a time when, with the forces out of Jordan, I think, along with the Islamic forces and all these terrorist groups to the north, right now Hezbollah is fighting HTS. They're at conflict with one another. Russia has its Islamic groups that are involved. Russia is saying that at this point, the areas where they have their military bases are still secure. America's military bases are secure. But Israel is going to be forced. And it says in Amos, the destruction will come out of Jerusalem. And it will be fire on the palaces. And the palaces, meaning the power structure, those who are ruling, the destruction is going to be on all of these groups. The United States is going to be give the United States an edge. But Russia, again, America will be in direct conflict with Turkey and with Russia. Israel, at the present time, is having to scratch. We scratch their back, they have to scratch our back. Israel has been bombing targets, supply routes, bombing arsenal areas where they have their weapons stockpiled. And there are the nations in the area that are just talking about Israel wanting to take over Syria. Israel doesn't have the ability to take over Syria. Israel doesn't have any intention of taking over Syria. They may police Syria to some degree, but Israel's objective, according to the Bible, is Jordan. Israel's objective is to take over and to occupy all of the landmass of present-day Jordan, not Syria. America won't allow that. The United States will not allow Israel to take over Lebanon or Syria. Eventually, Israel, in the far future, yes, that will be their land, but not presently. Israel's focus will be on the armies in Jordan when the attack begins. And that attack will be fairly quick. It will take place quickly. At the same time, Jordan is completely, the forces are eliminated. Damascus will be destroyed. And with the destruction of Damascus and the occupation of Jordan, Israel is going to be a land at peace. It's going to be a land with no threat, within or without. While we're watching conflicts in the region to the north, within the West Bank and in that area, Israel is securing the territories north of Jerusalem in that area, because eventually the threat must be removed also in the Gaza Strip. The West Bank. And the threat has been pretty much removed in the Gaza Strip. Already Israel is, there are plans to begin to send in not just army, but security into the Gaza Strip region. With Syria, there's already a plan to begin to move the people in Syria into other countries. So there's a movement, there's immigration coming into the United States of America illegally, and there is a migration out of the war zones in the Middle East. Egypt is going to be host to thousands and thousands of people in the Gaza Strip. And Turkey is now home to many people in Lebanon. Syria, people are going to be moving to the east, to Iraq, even into Iran. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Podcasts for the Present Truth are on 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Now, over the weekend, the Russian embassy in Syria issued a statement. Due to the difficult military and political situation in Syria, Russian embassy in Damascus reminds Russian citizens living in Syrian Arab Republic of the possibility of leaving the country on commercial flights to operating airports. The embassy and the consular section continued to operate as usual. So Russia is planning, realizes the Russian people do probably need to leave. Then also, the Wall Street Journal Officials from Egypt and Jordan have urged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to leave the country, form an interim council. Assad remained in Syria on Friday. He left on Sunday. His children and wife last week left, traveled to Russia. Assad urged Turkey to intervene to stop the rebels, sought weapons and intelligence help from the countries including the UAE, Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq, but so far has been refused. Jordan is going to help eventually. Israel, they need to be ready to fight this coming conflict with Jordan. And Israel, when Jordan enters a conflict, it's going to be very brief. And with that, Israel is going to occupy or control the country of Jordan. There's not going to be much resistance. Now, concerning the evacuation of the Iranian embassy in Syria, the Iranian government stated, "The news regarding the evacuation of the Islamic Republic of Iran's embassy in Damascus is not true. The mission continues its activities, and Iranian military advisors are continuing their support for the Syrian military." There's fire coming. Let's see. Ali Larijani, an advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus to convey the Islamic Republic's support for the Syrian government amid an offensive by militant forces. Iran is going to continue, but Iran is not going to engage with Israel yet. That's not till next year in the summer. Now, between now and the end of next summer, Russia is being forced once again. Russia doesn't want a second arena, theater of war, conflict. Russia doesn't have a choice. There's the Russian prophecy, the prophecy about Russia, Iran, and Turkey, other nations, in Ezekiel 38 and 39. In Ezekiel 38, verse 4, God says that he's going to put hooks in Russia's jaw and drag Russia from the north down to present-day Jordan and destroy Russia, the armies from Turkey, the other armies from the region, all of Iran's armies from the south. You're going to have Libya and Ethiopia. Their armies, Islamic jihadist armies, are coming. They're all going to be destroyed in present-day Jordan. For that prophecy to be fulfilled, Israel has to own, occupy, or actually take over the territory of present-day Jordan. And Israel will do it. Israel is going to destroy Damascus. It's not going to be the United States. It won't be Russia. It won't be Turkey. The only nation, according to the prophecies in the Bible, the only nation that will destroy Damascus is Israel, and it will come out of Jerusalem. It will be Benjamin Netanyahu. This war, the destruction of Damascus, is just, it occurs a little, oh, maybe 7.5 years at the most before Christ returns. And even 7 years plus, maybe 7 years and 3 months at the most. Well, could be 7 years and 7 months before Armageddon. But this is all leading to Armageddon. And when Russia is destroyed with these armies coming with Russia, Iran, Turkey, then the United States, we will pretty much occupy the Middle East. I'll be back to finish for this first hour in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
So this is what Donald Trump had to say yesterday. He's in Paris. He said, opposition fighters in Syria, in an unprecedented move, have totally taken over numerous cities in a highly coordinated offensive and are now on the outskirts of Damascus, obviously preparing to make a very big move toward taking out Assad and Russia because they are so tied up in Ukraine. with the loss of over 600,000 soldiers, seems incapable of stopping this literal march through Syria, a country they have protected for years. This is where the former President Obama refused to honor his commitment of protecting the red line in the sand. So the red line in the sand, and all hell broke out with Russia stepping in. But now they are, like possibly Assad himself, being forced out, and it may actually be the best thing that can actually happen to them. There was never much of a benefit in Syria for Russia, other than to make Obama look really stupid. In any event, Syria is a mess, but this is not our friend, and the United States should have nothing to do with it. This is not our fight. Let it play out. Do not get involved. Well, one thing about Trump is that I think that this is a threat to Russia, because if Russia, now that Assad is out, if Russia decides to pull out, there's going to be a bigger vacuum. And that vacuum is not going to be filled by jihadist terrorists from all the surrounding countries. The vacuum, there's only one nation that would do everything possible to fill that vacuum. It would be the United States. Our eyes have always been on Syria. Obama knew during his administration, if he could get Syria, he can rule the Middle East. When he returns, he's going to attempt once again to rule the Middle East. But this time, he won't have his eyes on Syria. He will have his eyes on Israel. This seems odd, strange, different, crazy. No, you wait. Already, Obama is beginning to come out, and you're seeing him more and more appear on mainstream media. He is planning to return. I'll return after the break for the next hour. Present Truth Program, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is